Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Faith and love on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. It's happening through up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray, and I want to pass my gratitude to Johan Els. Thank you so much, Johan. He's coming back again tomorrow morning and gracing you, as always, with his wisdom as the Father enables him. Such an anointing. Right, and of course, we are hopefully going to be talking to Baruch Yah in Cape Town, and also we hopefully are going to be touching base with Professor Buyisondezi. The last time I looked at the message, she was not available. She was in a meeting, and she was going to be a bit late. So you're stuck up with me. In a way, yeah, remember, for all time's sake, you know, you're stuck up with me. And but our guests, I think we were able to garnish two of our special guests who had come through and were able to send us some of the messages with regards to the topic tonight. And hopefully that others will still send. I want to start with this song. It's a beautiful one. It's a beautiful piece. It was done some time ago by a guy called Theodore Pendergrass. And the name of the song is This Gift of Life. Basically, he says, Father, I thank you for the gift of life. And it's just amazing, you know, the irony with this and the paralysis that he had to endure. And then also, hopefully, I'll play you Curtis Mayfield, the Newell Order kind of song, and where he actually speaks about what is happening, but where we as believers should be standing. He recorded also that song being a paraplegic, if not quadri, but a paraplegic, I think. They had to make him lie down and face up and connect him, so he was singing this song lying down in a studio. Amazing. Anyway, when TP did this, it was not yet then, but hey, it's a beautiful song where he thanks the Father for the gift of life. This is how it goes. Listen.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
The music of Teddy Pendergrass there. This gift of life. A beautiful one indeed. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are together right through up to the hour 8, and tonight we are talking about a devoted life, what a devoted life is even all about. Let me welcome Baruch Yah. He's on the line in Cape Town. Malak, greetings.
Shalom. Greetings to Professor Buyisondezi and his family, and the Radio Pulpit family as well. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach of Nazareth, Hallelujah. It's good to be here.
I trust you are well. Your phone is giving me a bit of a feedback. Are you on a speaker or something?
You, Malak. I always put you on speaker. As you know, I went to fix it today. Hey, you're speaking to my car. You're not 100%. Like, I'm struggling to answer. I'm pressing, but nothing is happening. So it's got like this delay, you know, like, hey, I must have it returned because then I couldn't return it because of the show.
I actually thought that you would send your WhatsApp and voice notes, via WhatsApp here in the studio or via computer if the phone wasn't done yet, you know. Sorry?
The computer is not really, computer is more of a challenge.
Oh, okay.
It's noisy. It's like I have children running around, so I wouldn't be able to record.
I hear you.
So the only, I normally use the phone to record, then I can maybe do it inside the car or, you know, when I'm at work and all that. Otherwise, if I don't get to do that, then I can't survive.
Yeah. Look, we are talking about a devoted life as to what it is even all about, you know. When we say one is living a life of devotion, what do we mean and what do we imply? When we say one is living a life that is a devotional life, what does it mean? And many times people ascribe a devoted life to just mere devotions that they were trained as per denominations. You know, that devotion is that time where you gather and just pray. A time of devotion is that time before the service starts. Others say it's an enrichment, whatever. But a devoted life is a life that happens 24 hours, if we have that 24 hours a day. It's the life that happens, at night, morning, noon, morning, day, noon, and night, you know, in the whole day. One lives a devoted life, and the issue here is to check as to whether how does one continue to live a devoted life, and how have we, to a great extent, how have we limited ourselves into understanding devotion to really leave it to things that have been deemed as sacred and said these things are devoted to God. They say that. There is just quite a lot that is not spoken with regards to devotion, which I think it is the plan of the devil to make sure that devotion is understood only maybe 2% of it. And then the 98% should just be ignored. But a devotional life, a devoted life, is what is required of every believer who follows the message of salvation in the name of Yahushua Mashiach, the Messiah himself. And if such are showing themselves, you'd remember that then Christ says you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, or the light of the world and the salt of the earth. He goes on to say also you are written epistles, you know. He also goes on to say, for my name is blasphemed on account of you, or because of you, which means the issue of a devoted life is something that we really need to look into and see what is it that we can gain, and especially with regards to the comments that the Messiah had made before. And also to say to ourselves, then when things are like this, where have we gone wrong? You know, where have we actually let our guards down? when it comes to devotion. Many people think it's just attending service on they do that on a Sunday and just make a lot of beautiful noise and go home with emotions and all that, and nice preachings and revelations, then go home. Then the next 7 days is back into the pit of less devotion or less devotional work, you know. So we basically have that challenge that we really need to look into, that inadvertently we have gone on to allocate times to devotion, which is wrong. We have gone on to allocate objects and things to devotion. And this is because of the theologies that we had studied. And we had gone on to actually even to a great extent allowed that to become the way of doing things, the modus operandi, the way of doing things. And we are happy with that, which is to our utter dismay, if I may put it that way. To our utter disappointment, we realize how this is just, you know, shortchanging us. It's really dealing us a serious smack at the back of our heads. And so we really need to go back to this, look into this and look into the word and say, what does the word say with regards to devotion? How is it done? What is it even all about? Because it looks like people know devotion already. And they know also that it has to do with being attached to the Father. But I think, you know, religion, as time had gone on, you know, with all the spasms of it, had gone on to actually speak of devotions and devoted things as things attached to buildings that are sacred. And the one who is, the one who makes everything sacred, seems to be looked down at. And that is a very big problem that we see these days. So we are touching on that. I trust the Father will do you good and grace you so much in a mighty way. And of course, what does the word say? Right. Genesis 28:16, it says, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and as he was awaking out of his sleep, he said, surely the Elohim is in this place, and I knew it not." Now, a devoted life, it means then that we are living in the presence of the Father, but it doesn't end there. Now, Jacob speaks of the presence of the Father in a place, in a surrounding. But things have gone deeper than that. Now, the Father lives in us by His Spirit. We are living lives of devotion. And this is something we should know, because the trend that we used to see and have is really putting us quite away from that which the Father is basically saying devotion is all about. Malak, let me bring you through with regards to this. What do you say about this before I go even further?
Tugaraba, Malak, thank you for the opportunity. Malak, it is important for us to understand that when we speak of this devoted life to Yahuwah, let's be also even specific. To say to be devoted in Yahuwah, it means a life that is fully set apart, which is driven by obedience, and we are willing to surrender to His will. So now, when we look at this, it means we it involves the hearing of His voice, obeying His commands, trusting Him above everything, and living a separated life from corruption. So now, as you correctly said, it's something that we continuously have to do it in, like, if I could say, all the time. It's not only, oh, okay, because we go to church. When now it's only Sunday, then we get to be devoted. No, It means I live in my mindset. My thoughts, everything that I do, it represents that that devotion in Him. To say, now when I am in Him, I surrender. I'm obedient to His word. You know, so my walk with Him, I'm constantly reminded to seek Him first, seek Him first, His kingdom and His righteousness, and all are added unto me. That is what Matthew 6:33, right? So those are the things that I shouldn't forget every believer. Now, we can see that with him, Jacob waking up in his sleep, and he says that surely Yahuwah is in his place.
Hey.
It is that. Sorry?
I say yes. He says surely Yahuwah is in this place.
Yes.
Except for it in him.
Absolutely. The surrounding, and it's what he has encountered. Because he has seen the Malachims going up and down, reaching the Shamayim, you know, and that is why he named the place even Bethar. So he wakes up realizing the presence of Abba Yahuwah. And so it's something that now we ought to perceive. Again, maybe we were not aware. So now it's for us to be aware that and to perceive. So it shows that Yahuwah can be near and active, even when me as a person, I'm not aware of it. So now, it's the awakening that I need to be aware of, to say, hey, you know what, Abba Yahuwah's presence and His covenant is around my life. Now, it is for me to be aware, it is for me to seek and to devote myself more, to work for Him, to dedicate my life unto Him, into what? Obeying, into hearing His voice, into trusting in Him, into seeking for what is of the truth. So these are the things that now we ought to be able to understand. I mean, when you look at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 1, you realize something, right? That the preacher, Kahalut, the preacher, speaks of vanity, right? The vapor, because of the cycles that we are inheriting. So it's like somebody. Let me make an example of the government. There's a constitution that's written, and then from 1994, and every president, when they're elected, they just follow, they draw the line based on the constitution that has been set. Now, we as the children of Abba Yahuwah, we also trap in such, because we go and we follow things that have been set up by the ones that were before us. And even if those things were all vanity of utility, but we still are willing to work class of just following the system, and instead of looking at it, analyzing it, and searching it and seeing Kurbat, is this thing a correct thing? Is this thing truly about us loving Abba Yahuwah, or is it just, oh, as long as we just take it for granted? Can be now, it teaches us to say, hey, we waste our time laboring in the things of the world instead of us being devoted to Abba Yahuwah. We have to lay our treasures. When we are devoted is when we lay our treasures in the Shamayim, the heavens, where the moth and the rust will not eat, which means I need to assess around me and ask myself, okay, as much as maybe I spend time, for example, and because I'm a parent, but apparently, how does it help me for gain eternal life?
Mm,
you know, So everything, now I start to question myself, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. How does it help me as an individual? And that's the introspection that needs to come. And that is where we think really our focus and our devotion is somewhere else, because who are part-time. When it suits us, when sometimes we are in need, that's when we come to him. How many monasti re-enjoy a reason? We forget that he even exists. We sometimes forget to pray. We just eat and eat like that. You know, it's those small things that we need to start to wise up to say, hey, and I'm talking about me, to say, these are the things that we need to wise up and say, man, there's something else in Shapukana. Our spirit needs to yearn, to desire him even far much more, to say, I ought to be in his presence continually. And his presence doesn't mean every time, whatsoever. No, but even in my thoughts, you know, the way they have to be righteous things. The things that I do, they have to be. So which shows that now, I can now say, hey, truly Allah is in this place. And even inside of me, because the greatness of greater is he that is in me than the one who is out there. Because Abba Yahuwah is asking you and me to say, we must prepare him a house so that he can be able to come and occupy. And we look at the scriptures that where even it was the tabernacle when it had to be built, there are measurements. The house that King Solomon built, there's measurements. So you can see that now, today in Narwen, our measurements are the commandments. Today we need them so that we can be able to let him come and dwell in us. Also to look at and say, I want to enter the New Jerusalem, which means the everlasting life. And the scripture, his word, his statutes, his commandments, his laws, however we got to call them, it is a visa. That I know if I go to a particular country without a visa, I won't be let in. So now we need these words. So they are not just even a visa, but they also a GPS that directs. So now for me to be devoted in him, it means that I also need that his word has to be constantly inside of me. So now when I pray or when he says in Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse 4, to say, I think it's verse 5, when he says, you shall love Yahuwah, you honor him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your being. So we can't be one foot in and one foot out. We can't look to come and speak whatever people can hear. Oh, my God, oh, what am I going to hear? Hey, and all that. But come on, it cannot be. So now we have to be devoted. We have to love him. And Haro Murata, we have to love him in the Venzo.
Yeah.
You see, mean that it's obedience that is key. It's obedience that drives us, because now we say, this is a constitution. The word is the constitution of the New Jerusalem. If and when I want to enter the New Jerusalem, I have to practice the lifestyle of the New Jerusalem whilst I am here. Yes, there may be the pay for the tuatue and whatnot, but every time I should not forget to return, to repent, and stay focused. Yahushua, be careful that nobody steals your crown. So now, it says, if and when I am devoted in Abba Yahuwah, there is absolutely no one, no matter how hard they try, because I am devoted, I am focused on the prize, and the prize is the crown, and it is for my name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if I start to look at things that way, to start to question everything that I do, to say, how does it benefit me from, how does it esteem the kingdom of Abba Yahuwah? How does it benefit me to enter this everlasting reign? And if it gives every time, hey, wrong, then I need to question myself, why am I doing it if it's not going to benefit me? And I think that's the start where we can say, now, a true devotion then, it will begin when we as people begin to place Abba Yahuwah above all the things. Which means we love him above the possessions. We love Yahuwah above status. We love Abba Yahuwah above relationship. We love Abba Yahuwah above our own selves. So devotion therefore begins with inner loyalty, not with outward rituals. Shalom
to the, and of course you can send us a WhatsApp 082657 2729. You can talk to us directly there. Let's hear from you as to what you say about this. A devoted life. And that is what we are talking about. We want to know as to what you make of it and what the word says with regards to it. Genesis 28 verses 17, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of Abba Yahuwah, and this is the gate of heaven. It's just amazing, Malak, that the very same things that Jacob is speaking about symbolically are the things that are happening to us if we really believe that we are children of the Most High, that we have become these valuable assets. A devotional life is a life in which Yahuwah lives, and it is a life that has become dreadful to the opposing forces of darkness. And it is a life also that is housing the presence of the Father. In other words, the Father chooses to write his words in the bodies of such, in the hearts of such, which means in their very hearts of such. And then this also becomes, they now have a true connection to the kingdom of heaven. That is why he spoke about the gateway. What say you there?
This is powerful. You see now, since you're speaking of the gateway, can I just quickly run and let's look at David, right? Now, what they say the name means of David is the scripture says he was the man after Abba Yahuwah's heart. And you know what the name David means? The name David means gateway. So you see, it is through him, right? It is through him that now, through his lineage, that now we get to gain eternal life.
Mm.
Right? That Yahusha came through. Right, that now, if the things that he did, the humility in him, you know how he loved Abba Yahuwah, how he trusted Abba Yahuwah, even when he was facing a giant, even when King Saul wanted to kill him, you know, he went through a lot of things in life, but he never needs to devote his heart unto Abba Yahuwah. So now you can see now that now the gateway, and that is where we see that our father Jacob is saying that, wow, this is a connection, a connection point between the heavens and the earth. So you can see now, which means I'm able to go over to the other side. Right? So now the fear that I have, or the emptiness that I have, I no longer have, because I know who I am with. I know that other who are around me. I know that now I live a life of favor, right? I am set apart. Mm. I am on royal priesthood because of now realizing being devoted. And Abayahua, because of this devotion, he starts to open the doors to show me things, the inheritance of the things that I'm going to see. So look, it's purely said, he sees onto the other side, beyond, right? So now, imagine if now, it's something that we, you and me have got to learn to say, wow, if then there's this devotion, if there's this trust, if there's this fear and walking in his way, loving him, serving him, guarding his commandments, then he opens up a gateway that he can be able to go through to the other side. You know, that is the life as well of his prophets, that how he would communicate with them, your Isaiah, your Jeremiah, your Ezekiel, and so forth. You see, they had that connection, because every time when they would write, it would be something that is revealed, that Abba Yahuwah, catch me with a lock of my hair, and he showed me this, and he showed me that, and this is now what they write as a witness, so that they can help you and me. You know, so it's Baruch again, that believes our seeing, that are hearing these words, and we get to now conform, we get to be tested. Now, we have to understand, to say, in this life of devotion, it doesn't mean that, oh, because I'm devoted to Abba Yahuwah, there's no testing, there's no trials and tribulations as well, right? But it's like there is that testing. Am I really serious in this thing? Or whereby they are with Hamashiach in a boat, and then Khunna the situation, right? And guess what? Master, we are perishing. Right, and it shows that today, when we have in our hearts, we don't fear anything, because we know that he's with us. We don't have any doubt whatsoever, because we know that there is a connection with us. And when there's a connection, it means there is oneness. Like Haran, it's like so now we are walking together. Even when I go through this situation, so when we read the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 17, but if be so, Nebuchadnezzar eats out the burning furnace of the fire, because they refuse to bow to the golden image. Right? And he says, they say, if it be so, our Elohim whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fury of fire, and he will deliver us from your hand, O sovereign. But if not, let it be known, O sovereign, that we will not, we don't serve, even if he does not deliver us. It's okay, but one thing for sure, we are devoted to him no matter what. We are not going to bow before the golden image that you have set up. You see, so notice something. There's no compromise when we are devoted. There's no bowing down to pressure when we are devoted, meaning that we remain loyal regardless of the consequences that we will be facing. So because we know that he is with us everywhere we go, there is that connection, there's that point where we can say now, we in his presence.
Yeah.
Now,
let us welcome Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Greetings to you, Professor. Welcome.
Thank you very much, my brother. Greetings to you and your family. Let me also greet Brother Baruch in the mighty name of our Lord Yahushua HaMashiach. I'm not going to forget the Red Pulpit family. I greet you all in the glorious name of our King, Yahusha. I bless the Father for being here, although I came a bit late, but I thank the Lord that I'm here. Thank you very much, my brother, for your welcome.
Yo, I was taking a chance in calling you. I just felt that, okay, let me call to check if you are ready.
Yeah, you were late. You were late. But I was just entering the house and said, yeah, you may call.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if you were listening, but we are talking about a devotional life, a devoted life. I started with Jacob, intentionally so. That Jacob was missing this one thing, even though what he did was a powerful milestone. Looking at verse 16, it says, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Elohim is in this place, and I knew it not. Surely the Elohim is in this place, and I knew it not. And then I say to Barukia, it's amazing that Jacob was able to see that. And again, it's amazing to me that Jacob was not seeing not only that which he said he doesn't see, but that he also had become a person who would live a devoted life for the rest of his life from there. Or maybe he was not realizing it quite properly. But that the Father was not just in that place, but he was also in him. And that's the whole mirage of thing. The irony of it is that he says, hey, I feel he's in this place, but what about in you? And then today he's in us, just as well as he is everywhere. He has written his laws in our hearts. We are devotional beings. We are devoted beings. But we have been attaching this to objects. You know, we've been attaching this to seasons, to particular dates of calendars, to particular days of a week. We've been attaching this as devoted to the Elohim, except for ourselves. Except for our minds, except for what we are able to do. When you look at the second verse, he says something powerful, but he doesn't say it about himself. And he says, in verse 17, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of Abba Yahuwah. And this is the gateway of heaven. And that because we are now temples of the Holy Spirit. We have become those gateways. He was talking symbolically. But we are in the manifestation of those things that he was talking in the prophets. That we and our lives are devoted ones. And each and every one, when someone talks to you, because Christ has written his laws in you, they are looking at the gateway, which is Christ, of course, in you. They are looking at him, the Christ in you. Galatians 2:20 says, we are no longer alive. Christ is the one that is alive in us. So when they look at us, they see that gateway. And then again, he says, I'm bringing this to you, verse 18. And Jacob rose up early in the morning. He took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar, and he poured oil upon the top of it. Look at the symbolics. This stone now, he to me, is a heart. It's a hardened heart. He was sleeping on it, a heart of death. But then when he wakes up, that's a resurrection. When he wakes up, he pours oil on it. It's no longer a pillow. It becomes a pillar. And these are the hearts, the new hearts he has given us. A devoted life is a life in which the Father has put a new heart. and his oil is flowing right into that heart. It says, I shall remove their hearts of stone and I shall give them a new heart. And this is the new heart he has given us. Even though the translations are really doing a kick and proposal on us on this. But we see that then a devoted heart, a devoted life, is a life of someone whose heart now has stopped becoming a tombstone, the heart of stone, but it has become a living heart. What say you, Professor?
Thank you very much, my brother. You know, what a beautiful verse, beautiful passage of the scripture where you are unpacking the event that took place in one of the wildernesses where Jacob slept. And I like the way you are putting this issue of the pillow became the pillar. And you are bringing across the understanding that the devotion of Jacob to the spiritual life made him to be able to be the gateway of heaven. So it means he carried God wherever he went, simply because he had worked at his heart. He had devoted his life to the Lord. He has devoted his life to the life of spirituality. And when you are putting this nicely, saying our lives at the end of the day, when we have devoted our lives, become the gateway of heaven. So when we're looking into this symbolism, when he wakes up, having seen this dream, having seen this event happening, the angels ascending and descending, and he wakes up and says, surely the Lord is in this place. Not just that the Lord was in the physical place, but the Lord was in the heart of Jacob, because Jacob had devoted his life to God. So it means he became a moving temple, as the scripture tells us that we are the temple of the Most High, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So it means where he was, the Lord became available and the Lord manifested, which is where we are seeing now this movement of the angelic host, simply because I can't even we understand that he had not devoted his life to the Lord, was not going to connect with the altar in that place, because he moved on with God who was in him. That vision became imminent to him. It was possible for him to see that vision, because that vision told him about the condition of the heart. It was a depiction and an announcement of the devotion that he had already done. So it means when we talk about the devoted life, we talk about the life that has deep commitment unto the things of God and unto God, to a point that that heart becomes a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. It becomes a dwelling place of the Father, where the Father can manifest. So we are seeing Jacob in this land and seeing the manifestation of the Father, because already in him he carries the presence of the Lord. And that which he is seeing in this place is telling him of the relationship that he had with the Father, which is the relationship that he established himself. So it means when we devote our life unto the Lord, we begin to enter a special process of working at our spirituality, to a point that our spirituality attracts the Father. Our spirituality becomes a gateway, and we become the access point even for those who have not yet seen the Father. And our hearts become the dwelling place of the Lord. Our hearts are transformed, as you have said, Brother Ray, from being the heart of stone into the heart of the Spirit, and which is why we are seeing the anointing of this stone, when we are seeing Jacob waking up and anointing this stone. Yes. So we are seeing the heart being transformed from being a stony heart into a spiritual heart, which is the heart that will be able to encompass God, to carry God, the heart that will reveal God. When the Father is revealed in our heart, it means we are able to transfer we have within ourselves. But this is impossible if we are not going to make our choices right, if we are not going to carry God. I like the explanation that you brought along, that a devoted heart becomes a heart and a life that becomes a doorway to the Lord, that becomes a doorway to the life that God will also use to showcase who he is. So when you are walking in the society, the people must see God, because you have become the doorway, you have become the access point for God. You have become this person whom God can use to reveal himself, because you have devoted your life to him to a point that you've been transformed into his likeness. So when this transformation has taken place, you become the gateway and you become the access point for the Lord. And I'm also led to Joshua 24, which leads us into decision or deciding for God. In other words, we are working at our spirituality. When we read verse 15, which is a very famous verse, it says here, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We are hearing Joshua take a decision, taking a stand and making a commitment, devoting himself to God, that irrespective of what others will choose, I have made a decision, I have made a commitment, I am devoting my life to the Father, irrespective of the experiences that we might have had in the past. I have seen this God, I have seen the Father walking with me. I've seen him taking me from Egypt, and now I am in this place. I am taking everything that I have together with family, and I'm surrendering to him. So this is a life of devotion, and this devotion allows God to grow in the life of a person. The more I devote my life to God, the more the Father grows in me, the more I reveal him, the more I am able to radiate the glory of the Lord. And when Joshua took this decision, he was taking it not only for himself, but he also took it for the family. And it means this family became the gateway to the glory of the Lord. So the devoted life is the life that is able to attract others to the Father. This is the life that God will use as an entry point to access other people. So when I devote myself to the Lord, Brother Ray, I allow God to be God. I allow God to be known. I am able to use myself as a transmitter. It's like I'm the hot pipe that God will use to pass water to other people, because I have allowed him to use me. I devote myself. It's like I take my life and I lay it unto the hands of the Father, and the Father begins to use me for his glory. But the Father cannot be able to do that unless I devote myself, I give myself unto him. So devotion is more about that. It's more about giving self unto the Father. It's about taking a decision that is in line with the Father. And it is important as the children of the Most High that when we do things and when we decide, we decide for God first, we decide for the Father first. So when we decide for the Father first, taking everything to him, we are showing the commitment, we are devoting everything to him, and we regard him as the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega. When he is the Alpha, the Omega, he is then able to be glorified. He is revealed because of a life that has been devoted to him. It is not going to be possible for him to use any life that is not given to him. It means you get to a point where you say, Father, let this cup pass by, not my will, but yours. So I am allowing you to use me as a channel. I am allowing you to use me as an entry point for the glory, that the people will be able to see you through me. It is about us surrendering to God, that the Father will be able to be visible, to be known. It will take us taking ourselves to the hand of the Father. So which is why we need to take a decision every day that me and my family shall serve the Lord. I am committing myself to the Lord. I devote my life to the Lord. So a devoted life, therefore, is a life that has secluded itself from other things of the world. It's a life that does not do everything in the world that has everything. It's a life that has decided to live a sacred life, whereas you have everything else that you can do. So you become become selective in what you do. You become selective in your choices. You choose for God. You do things for God. And God becomes the first, and you become secondary, and you become the tool and the vessel in the hand of the Father.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. I really hear you. And, of course, you can send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about a devoted life.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe eliminyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iApp yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka kuDSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, welcome back, and I'm talking to Baruch Yah and Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Of course, we are touching base on the very issue here of a devoted life. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 19 says, "And they rose up early in the morning and worshipped before the Elohim and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Elohim remembered her." Now, the life of devotion is a life that worships the Father. And that is where we have a mistake. Many people think that worship is the songs. They think worship is the songs. But when you look into Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, "I urge you therefore, brethren, in the views of the mercies of Yahuwah, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices that are holy and pleasing unto him. And this is your perfect action of worship." Our bodies, a devoted life, is a person whose body, whose life is all the time given to Father, to the Father, as a living sacrifice. Not just only that, but a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing him. Not just a living sacrifice of going and living in a monastery and all those things, but not being holy and pleasing the Father. But a living sacrifice that is set apart for him, but also that which is holy, and also that which is pleasing him. It means this life is at the disposal of the Father in his own pleasure. What say you, Malak?
To the Malak. Malak sacrifice at the rate of the most important thing.
Yes.
On good.
Yeah, Kyawuka.
Kerekonela, like people are getting about that Haba by the Cabello, right? By Lonela, that's a Cabello. So now, because Harasol and Cabella, the homo, the pudi, the because Renalea Husha now. So it means a Lirona, Rachana Lane, whereby Hakone Uinela, Lirona, that devotion, Rena, that kind of a sacrifice, Hore Abayahua, can get a cabal of Haha, Nagasibe, Diti Rotani. Right, the way the things that I do are things that are set apart, which means then I get to learn, I get to desire you. And in me now desiring you, I get to be in your presence, I intercede, I pray, I worship. So my life is all modeled around you and your word. Your word teaches me everything. So now I come, I surrender myself before you to say, use me as a vessel. You know, use me as a conduit as well, so that I can be a blessing as well to many others. So which means I can also be praying for people as well. I can also be sharing the word that people are able to tap onto it. You know, so it's in a diverse fashion that now it's not a selfish life whereby it's all about me, but I'm dedicating. I become to say, here am I as well. I'm available for your use. You know, use me where you think I would fit appropriately. And he does that because now I come to him selflessly, you know, before him, and I devote myself to him. So, which also says, devotion becomes some form of a separation from corruption, which means then that I refuse to involve myself or to participate in evil systems. So Hannah at the time, Hannah and Penina Umutabatoman now she does not revenge, but instead she goes. She goes to cry and all that, and she cries out to you. She cries out to Abba Yahuwah to, you know, devoting a life to say, hey, I'm not going to be at the level Arabis and all that, but now I'd rather come to cry to you to say, I know that you are Abba Yahuwah who is able. So I'd rather come as a devoted woman and rather come and serve diligently and pray. And that is where we see her life changes because then the mating happens and she falls pregnant, and that's where she gets to be pregnant of somewhere. So that's now what we can see to say now it's separated from corruption. When we look at the book of First Psalms, verse 1 and 2, it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wrong, and shall not stand in the path of sinners, and shall not sit and not sit in the scoffers, but he delights in the Torah, and he meditates in his Torah day and night. So you see now, we're talking of now one who avoids a corrupt influence, one who rejects the wicked counsel, one who ever delight in the Torah of our Yahuwah, meaning that devotion also, it includes moral separation as well. Hallelujah. Now, we can also look in the book of Mashalim, which is Proverbs chapter number 3, verse 5 and 6, which says, trust in Yahuwah with all your heart, and lean not in your own understanding. Know him in all your ways. He makes all your paths straight. So we can also see here to say, now, we rely on him. We are dedicated to him. It's not my knowledge. It's not my own understanding. But now, everything is dependent on him, that in me being devoted unto him, I rely on Yahuwah's wisdom. I seek his direction. I submit my decisions to him. And when I do that, it is a form of a devoted life that I give or that I get to live. And in so doing now, it is when I can say, Abba Yahuwah now gets to baruch us, and he gets to increase us in knowing him. He keeps on opening doors for us to know more and more and more. And we now get to enter deeper and deeper and deeper, and we get to trust him. So this to be devoted also, it produces a life of continual seeking, because when we speak of this devotion or being devoted, it is not something that is passive, but we actively seek Abba Yahuwah daily. As it said in Psalm 63, verse 1, oh Yahuwah Elohim, you are my Elohim. I seek you early. My being thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in dry and weary land without water. So there is that pursue of Abba Yahuwah. There's that desiring his presence and the long for his instruction continually. Shalom.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.